Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Tet Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud. About to take a look now at the second part of the third Mishnah, this is the eighth parak. Chal. The chal is the udder. Of course, the problem with the udder is it's meat and it contains milk. What's the solution? Kor'ol Motziat Chalavo. You have to rip it open and take the milk out. Lo kra'o, if you didn't rip it open, in over olav, and you eat it that way, there is no violation. We'll see why. Halev, what about the heart, which has lots of blood in it? Kor'o motziat damo, you rip it open and take out the blood. Lo kra'o, in over olav, if you don't rip it open, again, you do not violate the prohibition of dam, and we'll see why. Now, to the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira Amarav. In over olav, this is version one of this statement, v'umutar, which means that if you did not tear the chal open, you are allowed lechatchila to eat it and to cook it that way and to eat it. But the language indicates you don't. It's not a violation, but it's asur. Now the answer is bedinu di sur namileka. There's really no isur either. Right? He did buy the meat na seifa halev karol motziat damo lo karolin over olav, because in the second clause, in the case of the heart, it has to mention it in the language of Bidi Avad. There is no violation. There is a prohibition. Ab initio, so tanami resha in over olav. Therefore, in the first clause, which is the chal, it says in over olav. But really, there is no prohibition at all. So le masayeh le, perhaps this will support that read. Hakchal kor'o motziat chalavo, lo kor'o in over olav. Same as our Mishnah. But Halev, listen to the difference in the language. Kor'o motziat damo. Lo kra'o, what do you do? Kor'o lachar vishlo. You have to rip it open after you cooked it. Umutar. Implying that lev udabai kriya. It's only the heart that if you didn't tear it open beforehand, you do have to tear it after cooking it. Aval chal ubai kriya. The chal doesn't need to be ripped open. It's mutar lachatchila. No, dilma lev udasagi lebi kriya. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's that the heart has a repair that you could fix it by ripping it open, but the chal doesn't have that repair. Perhaps it's the opposite way to read it. So that's version one of Rav, in which the chal is mutar lechatchila. Rika Damri, Rav Zeira Rav, version two, ain over alav v'asur. He says the language of the Mishnah is there is no violation, but you're not allowed to eat it if you did not rip it open before cooking it. Now, lema misayei alei. Now, what we had before as a challenge becomes support. Eino veralav miavar hudu lavar ha'isura ika. Again, our Mishnah. So, bedinu disura namileika. And now we block that support with the same thing that we used as defense beforehand. Bedinu disura namileika. There really is no isura at all. Va'aydi debal lemitna tibat halav. Va'aydi debal lemitna seifa halev kor'o motzi et damo lo kor'o eino veralav. Since in the Seifa you have the case of the heart, and it says in over alav dehatam yavrudu lo avar isur ika, therefore there's an isur tanami reisha in over alav. Again, the same language, and again the same read of it, that really it's mutar lechatchila against this second version of Rav's statement. Now, tanami reisha in over alav toshma hakal kor motziat chalavolo kor in over alav halev kor motziat damolo kor ola harbi shalom mutar. Again, the brayta that we brought in, which is an expansion on our Mishnah, that beforehand was support, now is a challenge. Levu debay kriya, wa chalo bay kriya. Again, the chal doesn't need to be ripped open at all, because if you cooked it that way, lechatchila, you may eat it. Dilma levu desagi lebi kriya. Again, now a defense is what we used before as a knockdown. Maybe the heart has the fix of kriya, wa chalo sagi lebi kriya. The chal can't be fixed that way. So we leave it open. In the meantime, Tanya Kalesh to Kamadarav. We have a brayta that supports the first version of Mutar, which is Chal Shabishlo B'Chalavo Mutar. So if you cooked it, the Chalav, you couldn't eat it. Keva Shabishlo B'Chalava, if you cooked a stomach with the milk that the animal had ingested in it, then Asur. Omai Fresh Ben Zelazeh, why are the two different? In other words, why do we deal with milk cooked in an udder as not asering the meat, but milk that's cooked in the stomach where the animal had ingested it as being asur? Zekanus Meyav, Zekanus Meyav. In other words, when an animal ingested milk, it's now in its stomach. And so therefore it's kind of part of what it is. So when you shecht it, that's got milk in it, you cook it, you're cooking milk and meat. Zain kanus meyav is because the milk that's still in the udder is not really milk yet. It hasn't come out. And therefore, it is mutar. The chal, Amar Yehuda, koro shtiva erev, you rip it lengthwise and widthwise, v'tachob hakotel, then shove it up against the wall to get the milk out. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Shamei, Rabbi Elazar told his servant, krali vani achodes, rip it open and I'll eat it. My kamashmalan, what's he teaching? Manetine, that's our Mishnah, what's he teaching? Something special? So hakamashmalan, delo ba'in shtiva erev, tachob hakotel. He's teaching that you don't need what Rabbi Yehuda said, just rip it open anyway. Amali Yalta Rav Nachman, very famous passage. Yalta, who was Rav Nachman's wife, the daughter of the Reish Galuta, very spicy lady, said, Mechte called Asla Rachman Ashalan Kavate, everything the Torah forbade, it gave us something parallel to it, which is mutar. For instance, Asalan Dama, the Torah who doesn't allow us to eat meat, blood. Shalan Kavda, the Torah allows us to eat liver. Nida, not a lot of relations with a Nida, but Dam Tohar. There are certain times when a woman bleeds when it's mutar. Dam Tohar, after birth, etc. Chelev Behema, the fats of an animal. Chelev Chaya, you're allowed to eat. Chazir, not allowed to eat pig, but Mocha the Shivuta, a certain kind of fish. Part of that fish tastes like pig, evidently. Geruta, it's a certain kind of bird that you're not allowed to eat. So Leishna the Chavra is another bird that you can eat, or perhaps a fish, Chavra. Eshet Ish, you're not allowed to have relations with a married woman. So Grusha v'chayibala, if a man divorces a woman, the man's still alive. It's kind of like Eshet Ish. Eshet Ach, your sister-in-law, so Yevama, there's where it's a mitzvah. Kutit, a non-Jewish woman, but the Torah permitted Yifat Tohar in war. So now, she's giving a whole list and arguing that there's nothing that the Torah really is totally forbade, because everything that it specifically forbade, it gave a release valve, if you will, of heter in something that is parallel. And then she says, Ba'inan Namecha, Pisa Bechalva, I want to eat milk and meat. Amar Rav Nachman, the Tabachis, Rav Nachman turned to his cooks and said, Zviku Lakachli, skewer some udders. There's milk and meat. I van Antanan Koro, but our Mishnah says first you have to rip them open and get the milk out, which would defeat Yalta's whole thing. So Hulik Dera, that's if you're putting it into a pot, but not if you're roasting it. V'haktani should be slow. We said that if you cooked it, you have to, then it's mutar. Di'avad in l'chatchila, but l'chatchila, you have to get the milk out. So I didn't feel l'chatchila. I mean, l'chatchila, you could do it that way. V'aydi dekabay l'mit nasefa keva. Should be shla b'chalba, because in the safe of that brito, where the second brito we dealt with, which is the stomach that is cooked with its fats, and that's asura, the fil of the avad namilo, it's asur the avad, tananam reisha should be shla, therefore the reisha with the kal used a b'diavad language of it's not asur, but really mutar l'chatchila is our point. Okay. Kisalik Rabbi Elazar, Ashkechel Ze'iri. Rabbi Elazar, as you know, was a student of Rav and then made Aliyah. He found Ze'iri in Israel. Amarle, Ikatani da Atne le Rav Chal. He was trying to get to the bottom of Rav's position on Chal. He says, is there anybody here who taught, who repeated the right or the halacha in front of Rav about Chal? And how did Rav react? So Atne le, Achve le Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. They found Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. They pointed to him. So Amarle said to Rabbi Elazar, Ani lo shanito lo chal kol ikar. I never said anything about it. I was his tana. For Rav Bika Matzava Gadaba Gader. He made up the rule of chal, and he found it because he found a big breach in the law, and he fenced it in. How was that? To Rav Iklal Tatlafush. He came to a town named called Tatlafush. Shamala, he itata the ka'amr l'chavrata. I heard one Jewish woman saying to her friend, Riva the Bisra Kama Chalava by the Bishule. If I have this amount of meat, how much milk do I need to cook it in? So what did he say? Amar lo gmiri de basar b'chalav. These people don't know about milk and meat. Asur. Iaka v'kasalu kachli. He stayed in the town and he said the udder is utterly forbidden. Sorry. And as a result of that, as a protection against milk and meat. Now, Rav Kahana Matnihachi. That's Rav Kahana's version of this whole interaction between Rabbi Elazar and Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. Remember, Rav had been in Eretz Yisrael and then come to Bavel, so Rabbi Elazar was kind of backtracking on him and finding out what his training roots were, if you will. Rabbi Yossi Bar Ava Matni had a different version of the story. Ana Kal Shem Menikah Shaniti Lo. He says, I mentioned the Kal Shem Menikah, meaning the udder of an animal that's already been nursing, which means the milk has already come out. What happened is, I taught it in front of Rav Chia, who was Rav's uncle. and the main student of Rebbe. And Rabbi Chiya thought that his students would be sharp enough to pick up when he said Chal, that they meant Chal Shomenika, and he left it out. And Rav didn't pick up on it, so he just said Chal Stam is Asur. That's in the course in the second version of Rav. Okay, Ravin and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who are both from Eretz Yisrael, critical to know this. Ikal Levera Papi, they came to Bavel and they visited Rav Papi, who was a student of Rav. Aitu the Kamayu Tavshila to Chal, they brought them a Tavshil with udder in it. Yitzchak Bar Yosef Achal, Ravin lo Achal. One ate, one did not eat. Amar Baye, so Rav Baye says, Ravin Tachla, Amai lo Achal. Ravin, you childless one, or some sort of an insult. Why did you not eat? Mechte de Vitu to Rav Papi, after Rav Papi's wife, part of Yitzchak Napachavi. She is Rav Yitzchak Napachu, who is one of the great teachers in Israel, in the Galil. His daughter, Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, Mari de Uvdavi. He's a very well-known man with, does lots of chesed and lots of tzidkut. He loved the Shmiel, Lami Bein Nasham. If Rabbi Papi had not heard it from his father-in-law, Avi Avda, he would not have made Chal. So it must be that it's okay. And now we see that these customs differ. In Surah, with the town of Rav, they would not eat Chal. In Pumbadita, which is the town of Rav Yehuda, Surah, let's say, is the town of Rav Chista, Rav Huna, the students of Rav, they didn't eat Chal. In Pumbadita, just down the river, actually up the river, they would eat Chal, and that is Rav Yehuda's town. All right, now we're going to see a story. We're going to end with this story. A very interesting story about a guy who really gets raked over the coals. Rami Bar Tamri. A fellow named Rami, who was known as Bar Tamri, to who Rami Bar Dikuli is otherwise known as Rami Bar Dikuli. Dikuli is a basket. It's also a reference to palm trees. Tamri, of course, is dates. But Pumbadita, he's a Pumbaditian. Ikol Asura, he came to Surah, and Mala Yom Kippur, he got there Erev Yom Kippur, when they were shechting a lot of animals. Afkinu Kuli Amma Lekachlinu Leshadinu, they all took the udders off, and they threw them out, because in Surah we don't eat that. Azaliu Naktinu Achlinu, he grabbed them all and ate them. I told him to come to Rav Chista, so they schlepped him before Rav Chista. This fellow is a religious fellow from Surah, and look what he's doing. Amarle, my Tavirachi, so he said, why are you doing this? Amarle, mi atu Rav Yehuda ana, I'm from Rav Yehuda's town, Dachil, and he says, you can eat it. Amarle, v'leit lach, not nima lav chumrei makom, shatsa misham chumrei makom, shalach lisham. Entire fourth parak of Masechet Pesachim is devoted to the issue of minhag. And one of the halachot presented in the first Mishnah there is that when you go from town to town, you have to accept all the chumrot, the ones of the town you left and the ones of the town you came to. That's, of course, providing going back. Otherwise, you can give up the chumrot of the town that you left. After how long? That's another issue. But how could you come to our town and flaunt our restrictions by following your own custom from home? I ate it out of town. So how did you heat it? What did you use for fire to cook it? I found some grape seeds. So they're really getting at this guy. Maybe those grape seeds were used for Yain Nesach and Rasur. I knew that these grape seeds have been sitting there for 12 months. So whatever might have been used for has already lapsed. A special din in Yain Nesach of 12 months. Maybe these seeds were stolen seeds. I know that whoever owned it gave up on them. They were already falling to the ground and growing wild. Then they saw the guy didn't have tefillin on. My time tefillin. This, by the way, probably happened after Yom Kippur because he ate this on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's probably happened a couple days afterwards or longer. So they said, why aren't you wearing tefillin? Amar lei chole me'ayin hau. I am somebody who has a bad stomach. Remember Rav Yehuda, chole me'ayin, patur me'at tefillin. But notice, he quotes Rav Yehuda from Pumbadita. Rav Yehuda paskin that if you have a sick stomach, you don't wear tefillin. Chazir lo avi ko rami chute. He saw that he didn't have tzitzit on. Amar lei vaitam alei lachute. How come you don't have tzitzit on your garment? Amar lei talit shu'ulahi. My garment is a borrowed garment. V'yam Rav Yehuda, talit shula, kos lo shim patur min hatzitzit. If you borrow a garment for the first 30 days, it's not yours, and therefore it's patur min hatzitzit. Okay, so he has an answer for everything, but they're really trying to take aim at this guy who practiced a custom different than what they had in Surah.
So while this was happening, they brought some fellow who was not properly honoring his parents, maybe supporting his parents, and they tied him down. And this student then said, let him go. The time even though we have a halakha that kofin ala mitzvot, and that Beit Din, when it comes to somebody who refuses to do a mitzvat asay, will whip him ad sh'tetzei nafsho, the exception is to that is a mitzvat asay where in the Torah the reward is written next to it. And Kibbur Av Ve'Em is, of course, famous for having the reward of arichut yamim, of a long life, written next to it. And therefore, Beit Din is not in charge of punishing somebody for not following Kibbur Av Ve'Em. Amalei, so he said to him, Chazin alach t'charifa tuva. I see that you're a very sharp guy. Amalei, I havei ba'atrei. To Rav Yehuda, if you were in a place where Rav Yehuda was, achvin alach rufai, then I'd really show you some very sharp people. And that brings us to a pausing point here at the end of this sugya, and we're going to pick it up with an investigation into the issue of kaved, of the liver, and how it's eaten, messages that go back and forth between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.